So you want me to find proof that they attacked the shrine?
Yes, and the motive, tonight.
That's impossible.
No, it's not. If my suspicions are right, then the king's memories will hold the proof. Neither would strike against me without consulting the other first.
If that's true, then everything I'd need would be in the same spot.
Exactly.
This was too good a deal to ignore. Not only would Sarash go free, but Dome would never suspect me of attacking the shrine. And the fact that the king and the woman who executed my father would take the blame? All the better. It's a deal.
Excellent. Leave the grand ballroom when the first dance begins. Go through the bodyguard balcony. I'll have the guards distracted. Take the third door on the right to get to the royal tower. Not the first or the second. Both of those lead to the star chamber. Once you're in the royal tower, search his desk and bookshelves for hidden alcoves. Understand?
How am I supposed to get up to the bodyguard balcony?
Alas, not my concern. Figure it out.
I almost had the perfect comeback when Gwen returned to the table. A full glass of white wine in her hand and Leon by her side.
Thank you, my dear.
My brother didn't look pleased.
High Noble Dome, I'm pleased to see you this evening. I apologize for being direct, but I didn't know you knew my brother.
Pleased to see you too, Leonardo. And yes, I know Michael. He oversees my progress as an outpatient from the asylum for a month. Michael is quite the charming young man, and he's more entertaining company than stuffy nobles, as you could imagine.
Leon nodded after a slight hesitation.
I can only imagine.
I should mingle. No doubt there's someone looking for me or my money around here. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
He left slowly, looking all three of us in the eyes before he did. Soon after, he was snapping his fingers toward the servants to get him more wine.
Why was Dome talking to you, Michael? What did you do to get his attention of all the people here tonight?
I work for him.
Dome doesn't approach people out of nowhere for no reason, even if they work for him. He stalks people, learns everything about their lives, and then destroys them. He has more money than the entire government, and no one knows how. Be honest with me. Has he ever offered you a deal? Anything, even if it was trivial?
No, he hasn't.
Thank God. You should be fine if you avoid him from now on. Never be alone with him and never accept anything from him. Promise me. Promise as a kingman you'll never accept a deal from him.